As we conclude our series of shiurim on minhagim, there's one more issue that we really haven't yet discussed. And that is, if somebody has a minig and he wants to no longer follow that minig, how, when can he be mataneder? So pashup shat, as in all situations, as we will learn in our Masechta, if someone has a minig that he wants to no longer, if somebody has makes a neder that he no longer wants to follow, he could be matan neder. One of the ways, as the Gemara teaches us in the Masechta, to be matan neder, it be saying that he has charota, he regrets having made this nether. The problem with this is, here we've been discussing minhagim that are connected to mitzvahs. And someone, Baruch Hashem, was able to act accordingly with a minig l'shem mitzvah. If he now will say he has charota for having done this, it will turn out that he will have not fulfilled the mitzvah. Moreover, it's not true. Does somebody regret doing a mitzvah? Does somebody regret being mehader in a mitzvah? So therefore, some paiskim suggest that not only one should not regret, say he regrets having accepted upon himself to do a mitzvah, that it's not even effective. It's not possible to be true. What should he do? He should say he has charota that he didn't accept this bli neder. However, the Machna Frayim doesn't agree that that's effective. He says, even though we know that in the Hataros Nadorim of Erev Rosh Hashanah, we say, "Ein ani toya kim ha-mas and toim she-asisi." I don't regret any mas and toim that I might have done. Rak ani mischar al kabal sinyonim b'loshen neder. My problem is that I said them b'loshen neder. Still, says the Machna Frayim, that's not when somebody's coming to be matter a specific nether. But if somebody's coming to be matter a specific nether, somebody was accepted upon himself a specific nether, just saying I have charota, that I didn't say bli nether, is, according to him, ineffective. Ineffective. So what should he do? What he should do is a Pesach. That means, let's say somebody accepted upon himself to fast at certain times, and now it becomes difficult for him to fast. He shouldn't say, "I have charota that I fasted," or "I have charota I accepted such a nether. Rather, what he should say is that "I have charota that I didn't. I should have included in my nether that I don't mean to fast at times when it's difficult for me." This Marshag in the Shal's Chuvas Chelik Beis Simon Kuf Tes Vav discusses a Shaila with somebody had a minig to put on tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam every day, and it became difficult to continue do so. So he was matan neder. Says the Marshag that even though, of course, that Taurus Nadorim is effective, he should continue, if at all possible. Yes, he no longer has a neder obligation, but if at all possible, he should continue doing the Dvar Mitzvah, putting on the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin as much as he can. Another factor that we have to review and we discussed this in one of our earlier shiurim on the subject of minhagim, is that as we're starting to see, and we'll see further in our shiur, being matir a neder, particularly when it's a neder for a dvar mitzvah, is not something that one could easily do. But sometimes people assume that they need to be matir neder. They need to be matir neder when they really don't have to be when, because they can't continue following a certain neder that they accepted, when they really don't need to be matir neder. The Paiskim, and we'll use a good example. There's someone who is up every year shuas by night. And as we discussed at the beginning of this series of shurim, it seems that if somebody did this for 3 consecutive years, even if he didn't explicitly say that he's accepting this upon himself as a neder, but if he didn't say that he's accepting it b'li neder, it's probably considered a neder d'olvar mitzvah. And now there's a year he's not feeling well or whatever, and this year he can't remain up shuas by night. So the Paiskim say that doesn't mean he should go necessarily, that he has to go be matir neder and say that I don't want to remain up on shuas by night. If it's not his intention to permanently stop doing this, it's only this year because of a specific situation, the Paiskim say that if there's when a person accepts himself upon a neder, particularly in the scenario that I described, where it really wasn't even a full-fledged acceptance bepeh, there's a halachic assumption that that is only, that entire Kabbalah is only because he, under normal circumstances. But if unexpected circumstances come up, and that's why for one time he can't continue following this minig, Hatar is not even required. On the other hand, there's another important factor which we're just going to mention, and in Mitzvah Shem discuss in Mitzvah Shem in a future shiur. And that is, in the Hataras Nedarim that we say on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we say that we're being mevatel, we're annulling any Nedarim that we're going to accept upon ourselves during the year. And in fact, as I said, we're going to discuss, if that's the case, why is it ever necessary to be matir neder? Why can one not just rely on the Hataras Nedarim that one says on Erev Rosh Hashanah? However, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld on the Shalos Tshuvos Tzilmus Chaim, Simen Tov Samach Zayin, says that no matter what we'll say regarding that Shiloh, if one obligation to follow a minig is completely based, not because he explicitly accepted upon himself a neder, but rather it's because he did this 3 times that we explain that that becomes like a neder. In that situation, for sure, he could rely on that declaration that he makes Erev Rosh Hashanah. And that's actually, I saw in the Sefer called Nidre, was the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Zalman Meltzer Zatzal, Rabbi Yoshev, that you could rely for that type of a neder, for that type of a Kabbalah, on what is said on Erev Rosh Hashanah. If somebody accepted upon himself an Ahogit Toigah, and before the time for that obligation even came, he already wants to imat the neder, the Paiskim say, as soon as you articulated the neder, you could imat the neder. You don't have to wait for the obligation to actually to begin. even though in other situations the halacha is that you have to wait for the nether, the time of the nether to come in order to be able to be matir nether it. As we mentioned at the beginning of our shiur, there are, however, certain nedarim that one cannot be matir. The minhagim that one could certainly be matir on nedarim, minhagim that one accepted upon himself, but in a situation where the minig is a minig of a tzibur. We spoke in a previous shiur that one is obligated to follow the minig hamakim, or certainly a minig that is a minig that was accepted by all of Klal Yisrael. A great example would probably be the fact that we in Chutz Laaretz keep 2 days of Yontif. Those minhagim fall into the category of Dover Shenesar B'Minyan. That throughout Shasta is a concept, Dover Shenesar B'Minyan, Tzorach Minyan Achla Tiroi, that's Gol Mimena B'Chochma Minyan. A minyan that was accepted by Klal Yisrael, only a Bezdin, which of course is an impossibility, which is greater B'Chochma B'Minyan than the Bezdin that instituted, could annul it. And therefore, such a nether cannot be taken away. So, for example, the minig of keeping 2 days yontif, the minig that Ashkenazim have, that they don't eat meat or drink wine during the 9 days. Some say that the minig not to eat kidneys by Ashkenazim on Pesach. All of these will be situations of nedarim that one cannot be matir. Another example is the minig in many communities not to eat dairy after eating meat for 6 hours. These are minhagim that were accepted by the wide community, and one cannot be matir. What about a nether that was a minig of a family, which we also discussed, that one is obligated to follow those menhagim? Some say that such menhagim you cannot be matir. And the reason they explain it that way is because the only nether I can be matir is a nether that I accepted upon myself. These are not nedarim that I accepted upon myself. The pre-tayer explains, only those that accepted the minig could be matin the nether, because they understood what they did, and now they could come and say with a charota, with a pesach, that they don't want to continue doing so. Or certainly you can't have charota only on something that you did. You could only regret something that you did yourself. But a nether that you didn't make, that was made by a previous generation, is not something that you can be matter. Another explanation that I saw, that lo yachal means what is the isser of violating a nether, as the Gemara says over and over again in Amasechta, lo yachal dvara, you shouldn't profane your words. And being matter nether helps you prevent that isser. But in a situation where you weren't the one that made the nether, you can't say loyach. We can't say there's a concern of loyach al dvaray. He didn't say anything. Another reason why you can't be matter in nether that you weren't the one that accepted upon yourself, because as we discussed when we spoke about those type of nether, is the obligation to follow those nedarim is not just because of the seriousness of nether, but there's a whole new concept, and that is like Al Titosh Tarasimecha. So a nether is something that I could avoid. This is not my obligation, is something that I didn't accept upon myself. It's only because of Al Titoish, and therefore I can't know it. So the Pais can say that certainly a minig that was accepted because that is what in my family, previous generations, assumed that that is the halacha. That nether, you cannot be matter for sure. There is a raya that one can be matter a nether based on a gemara that says that there was a family that had a minig not to travel on the Yam HaGadol. And the Yerushalmi in Pesachim, Perek Dalet, Halacha Aleph, says that their children, the future generations, were matter the nether. But again, the reason being that it's a minig, it's a nether, and any nether one can be matter. But if we look at that case, that was only in a situation that wasn't based on a real halacha. But a minig that's based on a halacha, one could not be matter if it's a minig mishpacha. However, when we speak about a minig in a family based on halacha, that it becomes much more difficult to be matter, that's only in a situation where there isn't a strong other side that is lenient. But if there's another strong side that's lenient, the halacha is that even though it's a minig based on halacha, one could be matter at nether. As we conclude the series of shurim on minig, and we've discussed now minig and mishpacha, there's Rabbeinu Bechaya, and says, Pasuk says, "V'yoshev Yitzchak v'yachbar es beres hamayim, asher chofer b'mei Avram aviv, v'yistamu pelishtim, v'yikrolhem shemus k'shemus asher karloi aviv." Says the Rabbeinu Bechaya, "What's the Torah teaching us? That Yitzchak dug up the wells of his father, and the Torah has to also go to the detail of telling us that not only did he do so, but he called those wells with the exact same name as the wells that his father called." The Torah is teaching us, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, that a father, a son, has an obligation to completely, in all situations, as much as possible, follow the menhagim of his parents. We say every day in davening, Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu. If we want to be zoicha, to recognize Elokeinu, that Hashem is our God, which is of course the foundation of all of our existence, Anocha Hashem Elokecha, begins the Aseres Hadibros. We have to recognize Elokei Aviseinu. We have to follow the Derech Avos in the Menhagim of our Avos, and we will be zoicha to recognize V'Hoya Hashem Echad U'Shmai Echad.